state in theology honoris causa, and in conferring it not to a student whom we should have elected as entitled to receive it, but to a man whom the student body of this seminary had elected to be its president. Moreover, we decided to ask the president of the student body to transfer this honorary degree from year to year to his successor, in order to have always in your midst a graduate of our seminary. These unusual proceedings will show you that in doing this, we are not too much concerned with academic traditions. As a matter of fact, we stand for a part only on the ground of academic rights. We should rather stand on the basis of Christian fellowship, and Christian fellowship surpasses any academic honor. These honors are nothing but a sign of a deeper reality. In giving you the best we could afford as an academic body, we simply mean to tell you that our best in our hearts and lives is yours. We are anxious to tell you this, and if you receive this statement at the very end of my stay on this campus, you will perhaps accept and understand better from a man who is no longer a stranger to you and who has had a share in your life. I wish you would understand that the meaning of this convocation is only the answer of Christian love. Yours was the first expression. Let us make the second. Dr. Lacey, you were the first when, at the end of the war, you granted one of our students a scholarship in your seminary's name. Members of the faculty, members of the student body, you were the first to receive Jean Abel in your community and to make this house his home. You were the first to ask him questions about the life in the post-war times in our seminary, and beyond Jean Abel, you were the first to realize that his brethren in Montpellier were members of your community, and the first to give them a share in your prayers, the first also to undertake this marvelous effort which relieved them in their need. We shall never forget the visit of your president, Dr. Lacey, in Montpellier. He was at our seminary in a time when the students were on a vacation. But even in these empty classrooms, he realized the meaning of our work, and we knew from that time that our seminaries would work together. It seemed to us as if we had been seized by a strong fraternal hand, or by all the hands of the many boys and girls who lived on this campus. Certainly God was at work in that time and is working till now. Not only on this campus, as it is now, but in different parts of your country, everywhere, I have met with men or women who participated in this action for Montpellier. Though some of them I saw only for a few minutes, as I did with Russell Fleming, or Ray Lyons, or Jane Anderson, or Catherine Stokes, I had the feeling that I met with old friends whom I had known a long time, because we had already met each other